Thank you for calling Perry Plumbing Heating and Cooling. This call may be recorded for quality assurance. Please hold while we connect you to a representative.
Thank you for calling Perry. This is Brandon. How can I help you?
Hey, Brandon. It's Pete from Cardiff. Is Bruce in?
Tony. Yep.
Robbie.
Yep,
yes.
Yep. Let me see. Let me see if he's upstairs. Hold on one second, Pete.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Pete, I'm going to transfer you over.
All right, thank you, Brandon. You're the best.
You're welcome.
The light of everybody.
Hello?
Hey, Bruce, it's Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right, man. What's going on, buddy?
Good. I just wanted to recap with you. So we still have this open approval for 35K, but I understand that you wanted a little bit more, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some stuff we want to do and whatnot here. So,
what are you looking for ideally as far as term length and amount?
Well, ideally.
Yeah, give me your perfect scenario.
Perfect scenario. I'd like $1 million, you know? But, you know, let's be realistic, right? You know, realistically, 65 would cover me, right? I can do some things with that, you know? 75 would allow me to pay down on some debt I'd love to get rid of, you know, quickly, you know, very quickly. And, yeah, you know, that'd be a more perfect scenario. Length of time, I don't know what you guys can do. Usually you're short term, I know. But
short term, all the way up to about 18, 24 months, maybe.
Right. You know,
it's longest term possible.
Well, yeah, I mean, and here's why. I mean, I don't want to hurt our cash flow and get, you know, in a bind or anything, you know. So, but there's some things here's the thing. There's a job that we underbid, quite honestly. Didn't foresee some things coming, and I know there's some things going to happen in court with that one. But that being said, because the supply house, we didn't get nearly what we were supposed to get on top of that from the job yet. They still owe us about $36,000. We owed the supply house some money. They got scared. And they put a lien on the property. So once I pay them, meaning the supply house, the 30-some-odd thousand that I get from the job comes right back to me. Because that final payment would be released. So I guess what I'm saying is I could repay back fairly quickly, at least a chunk of it. Don't know if that helps or not, you know.
No, I think we should shoot for longest possible, because that way, like you said, it won't hurt your cash flow at all. And then,
right,
you know, at the end of the day, if you do have that, you know, 30K come in, you know, you could just, if you do pay the whole loan off early, I think it's before 50% of the term. So if you have an 18 month, you get 9 months in. If you pay everything off, we actually give you a little discount on your interest. I think it's like 6%.
Okay.
It's always nice, a little bit.
Well, right. Yeah, that's cool. You know, and right. And maybe we, you know, just let it, you know, fill out its term and just, you know, use that 30 for whatever, just cash flow, basically. Pay, whatever we got to do. But we just recently moved to a new place. We got out of the old facility we're in just because we had to. That place, I don't know. But this is a little bit cheaper on rent here, but, you know, there's some things we need to do. And so that's all part of it, you know. But
do you have
ideally,
any timeline
on
that, like, renovation work, I guess you'd call it?
Just before the fall, we wanted to kind of get some things done here. The landlord did some stuff for us before we moved in, but we're building the training room for the guys. You know, we do, I don't know if you remember, we do HVAC. So there's always new pieces of equipment coming out on the market and stuff like that that we need to do training on, and we can now do it all in-house, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're building a training room, and we need stuff for that, and it's amazing how quickly things add up when you want to get a projector and all that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's one of the things we're looking to do. So, anyway, but that's what we're looking for.
Alrighty. All you really need to do, I guess on my end, we just need a August bank statement.
Okay.
We could reapply you.
All right. So let me do this August. Now you're going to get, there's two banks now, just so you know, because we're in the process of switching over to that Wells Fargo. Okay. So there'll be Bank of America and Wells Fargo.
I got you. When did you do that switch over? When did that occur? Or it's in the process?
We started in August because we're kind of feeling out Wells Fargo. And reason being was, you know, they charge more for stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got a little nervous about that. So we're sort of dipping our toes in to see if their merchant services are really better, like they promised us and all that kind of stuff, you know, which so far so good. So I kind of foresee a complete change over here fairly soon.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. But we were just sort of keeping both open just in case we wanted to pull back and just say, you know what, we're comfortable with Bank of America, even for the pain in the ass they are a lot of times, you know, they give us a lot of free service. Ah, terrible, right? They really are, but, you know, no one can beat their payroll.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I'm not familiar with that end of it.
Yeah.
As far as personal banking goes, I know I'd rather use Wells.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and that's what started to change over when I was looking at it for personal stuff, and they kind of approached me about the business, and I'm like, well, it's worth a look, you know, so let's see.
All right, yeah, just send what you got over here, and we'll come back to the
board. I got your email.
All right, sounds good, Bruce.
And, what's it, 4:30, I got an appointment at 4:45, so I'll try to do it this afternoon. If I don't, you'll have it for tomorrow morning.
All right. Yeah, once we get that, it should be another day or two going back to underwriting, drawing board, come back to you probably by the end of the week with something.
Right, okay.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
You too. Take care.
All right, man, thanks.
Bye.
Take care.